Well, folks, we're back after some hiatus. Ray and I are going to be doing another series of Pillars Principles, how to start a business and build it until it's an economic powerhouse. So, Ray, how are we doing today?
Doing good. Good and good. Good to see you, friend. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, well, you've been traveling. I've been working. This is why you're the expert and I'm just the questioner. Want to drill into starting your business and the questions you have to ask. And that's what we'll target for this segment. The first question that always comes to my mind is, why do I want to start a business? I mean, to me, that seems obvious, but do most people not ask that question?
Well, I think they should ask themselves that question. Why do I want to start a business? Obviously, if you have a good employer and you're working for someone and things are going great, then why even begin to even think about it? But in today's world, even something that looks great, I did work for a fantastic company, rated as one of the 10 best companies in the United States to work for, and it just went under. So, in my case, I had to make a decision, and that decision was to find a business to acquire or to start. And then, of course, when the thought process went from there is what's the fastest way to get going? And the fastest way to get going is to look at a franchise. And I think if you don't take that route, I mean, if you have the latitude of time and you want to start a business, I've actually started a couple of businesses on my own without a franchise connected. It's very difficult. You don't have a brand. And without a brand, you don't have too much going for you. So in my case right now, of course, I started the Molly Maid franchise over 20 years ago. So I started with a brand, and now I've built a local part of that brand for 20 years. So it's pretty much established. So you need to ask the question, do I really want to do this? Because don't be disillusioned in the fact that it's going to be easy.
Amen to it not being easy. So, you went the one route, and I guess where the question I've got is, I've always heard, do what your passion is, and I always fight this because there's stuff that I'm passionate about, but I wouldn't want to turn it into a business, and somehow, I don't believe you had a great passion for cleaning toilets.
No, my passion was in business, running a business. And I look back on my thoughts as a young, even as a child, I always played like I was running a business. So, which sounds kind of weird, but my father was an entrepreneur. And I guess I have the gene. So, but getting back to the question is, why do I want to start a business? And I think that's a paramount. You really need to ask that to yourself because, again, it's hard work. It's probably harder than the work that you're going to be doing, that you're doing now, working for someone, because you are on your own in that sense, in that you have to begin to think. You have no one to rely on. You can't, more than likely, as was in my case, my relatives, when I told them what I was doing, they looked at me and said, "Are you crazy?" So there may not be any support locally, and you really need to ask the question and then make a decision. Tell your friends and relatives, see if you can gather some support if possible. And from there, move on to the next question.
All right, so just kind of a follow up is that I agree with everything you said. You have to know, and I my belief is most people go into business for themselves because of some life event. In your case, you got laid off. In one of my relatives, it was because they got passed over for promotion, and then they went down the franchising path. In my case, it was my wife died, and I decided life was too short to work for somebody else. So it was all career transition and or life transition. So I to me, that's why most people, there's something in their life that happens where they say, enough's enough. Where I in with your example, you did something kind of counterintuitive. So when I first went on my own, I did computer consulting because that's what I did. It was a passion of mine, so on and so forth. You did something counterintuitive in that when you bought the franchise, you bought something that, like I said, is cleaning toilets, not a passion of yours, at least not unless
No, it's not.
I was going to say, not unless something there's radically identical to you.
I'll give a
How
brief
did you
description on my reasoning. Okay, so I've been in high tech. Okay, I worked for Sharp Electronics. I worked for Tel Labs. And I worked for a company called Automotive Diagnostics, and all high tech companies. And I was burned by each one of those high tech companies. So my line of thinking is, how low can I go tech-wise? Okay. And so I wouldn't be burned. Well, my decision appears to be right, but there's a lot of tech in this company. Don't get me wrong, because not only do we have a really high-tech computer software for tracking all of our clients and their wants and needs.
So, I get the starting the business. I guess where I want to go with this is I know that when I went into business, I went into something first went into business, I went into something I knew, which was technology. I was a tech. I worked in corporate IT, and that made sense. I had passion for it. You, however, were also in high tech. And yet you went into cleaning toilets, and I know, unless there's something really, really weird about you that I don't know, you cleaning toilets is not a passion for you.
Not a
So
patch,
how did
absolutely.
you get into that? How'd you get in cleaning toilets from being having a high-tech career?
Probably the best way to describe that is I was looking for something that I thought would be the lowest tech, simply because I was burned by high tech 3 times in a row. Automotive Diagnostics, it was a company that pretty much diagnosed many of the automobiles out there. And what happened with that is the manufacturer said, nope, we're going to do that from now on, so you're out of the picture. Then Sharp Electronic, VCRs, what happened to VCRs? Tel Labs, what happened to telephones that used to hang on the wall? Gone. So Tel Labs was one of the be 10 best companies in the United States to work for at one time. I thought I had the ideal job and I was all set. Boom, gone. Anyway. So now I'm looking for something that is as low tech as I thought as I can get. And that's when I found the franchise I have right now. But don't think it's low tech in the sense that we don't have high tech involved in it. The computer systems we utilize to keep track of our customers, our clients, and our employees is very high tech, as well as we track every single car when they're coming and going, speeding, and even turning fast too fast. So we use a lot of high tech, and the business itself may sound low tech.
No, it sounds like Big Brother's watching you clean toilets. All right. All right. So I know from a hobby that I picked up, which was making candles, I know that not every passion, not every hobby will can make me money. So to me, one of the questions is, can the business, can my idea make me money? How do you determine what else? It seems like a very simple question. Can I make money at this or can I not? What, how did you go about this?
Well, obviously, anytime you start looking into any franchise, they're going to tell you how much money you potentially can make. Okay, so it's can't. I think if you go into a venture thinking, well, I'm not going to make any money at this, then you better have an alternative reason for doing it. In my case, I needed to make money. I needed to support my family and at least the lifestyle. And then beyond, when I was like I am now old, but you need to really look at it. Can it make money? And I think it's really upon yourself to make that realization. You have to realize that if I do this, can I make the money? I mean, it is possible. I know people who have bought a franchise and spent a good portion of their life savings and then realized it wasn't for them. So you need to have a different mindset, a mindset somewhat of, at least a, somewhat of an entrepreneur, in that there's no chance for failure on your part.
Okay, so that brings up a very interesting thought in my head of anything can be done to make money. So if I look at it from a general, very, very general high altitude viewpoint, anything can be done to make money, but there's the, and I guess the question is, how do I tell if I can make money at it? Because like obviously people sell candles for their big corporations doing it. I figured out after a while I enjoy it, I was not going to make money at it because of several reasons. So how, any ideas or any hints on how we determine within ourselves if we can make money doing something?
I think in retrospect, when I was looking at these businesses, I would imagine myself doing it. Okay. And if you can't imagine yourself sitting behind a desk running a business, hiring people, and getting supplies, and looking for advertising, if you can't imagine yourself doing that, if all you can imagine is how you're going to spend the money potentially that you potentially could get, then I'd say don't do it.
That is an excellent. We'll stop for this segment today because that's a, if you can't imagine yourself making money at it, in other words, if, I love that. If all you're seeing yourself do is spend the money and not doing the work of it, it's the wrong business for you.
Yeah, no matter what it is.
All right. Any last words of wisdom for this segment?
Essentially, what we just described is a job because that's why people go to work. They hate their work. And all they can imagine is Fridays when they get their paycheck and how they're going to spend it.
We'll be back next time with more Pillars Principles on how to become a good business person.